You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. The local, the state, the national, man, we're covering down on all of the issues and, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is, all right, let me jump over to my comments. Let me kick off the show with this. I saw a story. Let me tell you right up front. I saw a story, and it's been about a year, but it was on the news. It just fired me up, man. In a good way. Fired me up. You know, it's easy to get down on modern culture and question whether or not everyday folks have lost their ability to do the right thing, even when it's hard. But the best stories, the best movies, the stuff of which legends get told, those are not about the feckless individuals who stand idly by and pull their cell phones out to film bad things happening and just watch good people suffer harm. No, it's the everyday folks who jump in and instinctively do that which is necessary to right a wrong, confront a bully, stop an enemy, that creates local heroes. All right, so the video I was talking about that fired me up, I thought it'd be worthwhile to pause and just consider the story about that young man in the video. In Lemon Township, Ohio, a guy named Deshaun Presley, he was in line to buy groceries. He had just greeted 87-year-old Pat Goins, who was buying groceries herself, and he relates that suddenly he heard Ms. Goins yell for help, as a thief right there inside the store had snatched her purse and was trying to run out the door of the store. So without hesitation, Presley pursued the man, tackled him in the parking lot, recovered the purse, and even held the guy until the police arrived. I watched the video as he hugged Mrs. Goins at a ceremony where the sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, presented him with a citation for bravery. Deshaun Presley was asked about the event. He said his mother had died when he was young, and he was raised by his grandmother, who he credited as having instilled in him the values to help others. In his words, "She did very good by me. It was good that she taught me what she taught me, and I'm thankful for her." It was a great story, man. It was great. Very heartwarming to see a grateful Mrs. Goins hug his neck. I think it also, by the way, defeats a lot of the narratives out there, because Deshaun Presley is a young black man and Miss Pat Goins is an elderly white woman. It was awesome to see all those current racial narratives we talk about on the show here being defeated by good, honest folks who just choose to do right by others, who choose not to be risk-averse. So what's that term there? Risk-averse. It's a term that I think too often describes our current culture. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines risk-averse as disinclined or reluctant to take risks. Now, keep in mind, risk-averse is not the same thing as being cautious. I mean, I love shooting sports, but I practice gun safety. I was a paratrooper, but I always went through pre-jump inspection and wore a reserve shoot. I'm a lawyer, but I always advise my clients when I don't believe they have a good case. Taking risk is part of the pathway to success. No way around that truth. If we don't take risks, we become stagnant. I heard a quote once that a ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships were made for. But I'm afraid that our modern culture has too often shied away from the pioneering spirit that made this country great. Think about it. Can you imagine what it took to put all that you own in a covered wagon and head west into the great unknown? Can you imagine what it took for the Wright brothers to launch themselves into the air for the very first time? Or for Neil Armstrong to step out of an Earth-made capsule filled with Earth-made air onto the surface of another planet altogether? I mean, what would have happened if JFK had blinked when the Soviets were putting missiles in Cuba? Or what if Neville Chamberlain had remained Prime Minister of England throughout World War II with his bent for appeasement? Or what if Jesse Owens had decided it was too intimidating as a black man to compete in Hitler's Olympics? One recent article in the New York Post in the early stages of the COVID pandemic recalled the national Asian flu and Hong Kong flu, which had been pandemics both in the mid-20th century. And it recounted how when those pandemics hit, society did not shut down. People simply went about their business, maybe more cautiously, but nonetheless without panic. Contrast that reaction to the massive outcries we saw recently for government intervention and massive spending to rescue us from risk during COVID. The generation for the two prior pandemics had just won World War II, in which 405,000 Americans lost their lives. And the author of that article opined that it appeared that today's generation was far more risk-averse, having nothing of great substance to have trained their version of society to see risk as a challenge rather than an obstacle. Did you catch that? Risk should be nothing more than a challenge, not an obstacle. So can taking risks hurt? Well, short answer is yes. But that's what makes taking risks so worthwhile. The idea that you stepped out on faith. You might bear the scars, but you'll have the stories. A few years back, I think I may have said it on the show before, I was sitting on the floor in our den. I went to get up off the floor. I creaked, I popped, I grunted. You know, I got myself up. My daughter asked, "What's the matter, Dad?" I said, "Nothing, darling. Just getting old and crickety." She said, "Well, I don't like hearing that." To which I replied, "Well, darling, I'd rather be old and crickety and full of the memories it took to get there than to have no aches and pains and nothing to show for my life." She said, "I agree with that." Eleanor Roosevelt said that we should do at least one thing every day that scares us to death. Well, let me tell you, I built a whole life out of shaving the corners off square pegs and making them fit in round holes. I've got some scars, too, but I've also got some memories that make it all worthwhile, and I would not trade a one of my scars for backtracking on the days of risk that caused them. If we as a society are going to maintain our place in the history of the world, we must be at a society of boldness. A society of individuals who will step out, individually or corporately, to do the hard, uncomfortable, sweaty, greasy, sleep-depriving things that set us apart. Greatness is not found in timidity. Scripture tells us God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but one of power and love and self-discipline. So a willingness to risk, and coupled with wisdom, timing, and preparation, by the way, is what is needed more and more today. So I want to encourage you, if you're stuck, if you've been debating that move, that job, that ability to get back into society, that question of whether to ask that person on a date or whether to run for office or start that business, pray about it, examine it, ask for some wise counsel, but above all, know this, it will be risky. Just accept that up front. It will be risky, but that makes it all the more worthwhile. It doesn't matter whether you're the president of the free world or just a young guy in a grocery line who sees a bad thing happen. Risks are part of life, and they're part of what makes life worthwhile. So get her done, Right Side Ruffians. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Risk averse. Too often that's the case, man. I'm just telling you. It's sad to see a society that wants to hunker down. Just hunker down. Oh, it's scary out there. And if you think about it, the COVID pandemic we just went through, the fear of COVID became more, you know, pervasive sometimes than the disease itself. Risk averse? No. Risk takers? That's what we need. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole lot more where that came from. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I almost forgot to unmute, remember?
I saw you go for it. I was like, oh, good job, Phil, good job.
You were being nice. You weren't going to say it. I wasn't going to say anything. I just outed myself. It was right there. All right. Hey, by the way, folks, listen, the show has so many means by which you can catch what we're doing, or for that matter, catch it twice or see it later. But just know this. Right now, our website, rightsideradio.org, is pretty full. It's got a lot of stuff on it right there. I mean, like right now, you can watch the live stream of the show, meaning that if you want to go to rightsideradio.org, you can just watch the inside of the Right Side studio and see what we're doing and, you know, just, you know, watch the interior workings, which I don't know, maybe like watching a gerbil in a cage. I don't know. But anyway, all that saying, we got that option. You can also live stream the audio of the show from our website. That's on there, too, just in case you're driving down the road and you want to track it because you're losing our overly broad AM/FM capabilities. And then, Boomer, you've got where all are we right now?
Oh, man, we are video streaming to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
So just they can just go on any Facebook and check out Right Side Radio, and bam, there it is.
Yeah, right there. And then like on Instagram, if you're an Instagrammer, Right Side Radio, that's where it is.
Although, what the heck happened with Instagram yesterday?
Oh man! So apparently,
I'm like, what is this?
So we were sitting at home, and Phil texts me. He goes, "What is going on?"
That's not what I said. I said, what?
What just happened? And Instagram apparently took off our show that I was just going to go post right after the show on Instagram. They took it off because it said for nudity and
sexual content. I'm like, what the heck?
I was like, Phil, did you take off your shirt when I wasn't watching? No. I don't know.
Not that I recall.
I have no clue.
I mean, this is a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, yeah, I have no explanation for that.
Me neither.
None. Yeah.
Zero.
We don't know what happened. All we know is the show is streaming live on our social, and ain't nobody said nothing. Although YouTube keeps gigging us because they don't like us using certain music or whatever. Even though we check out all of our bumps in advance, we know we've taken them from the right sourcing so that we're not in violation of copyright laws, and no.
They still don't like us.
YouTube is just, they're just, YouTube does what YouTube does. All right. Well, listen, all that's on there. But if you want to see it all, by the way, we podcast the show too. That's the other thing is after the show is over every single day, Boomer uploads the show in podcast form, all the various outlets. You can go get it from Podbean, Apple, iTunes. Well, I mean, Apple is iTunes. What's the other one? Google. Basically, whatever your format is, search out Right Side Radio. You'll find it. Like 102,000 plus downloads of the podcast now. Yep. Second biggest audience, still California, bud?
Still California.
Still California.
You know who's catching
Hello,
up
California.
Is
we
Ohio.
Love you. Ohio's catching up.
Ohio's catching up.
Really?
Yeah. They came out of the blue.
That's cool. Okay. All right. Well, Chicago and Ohio, we love you. Hang in there. We're going to keep holding the fort down south. And by the way, you're welcome to join us. Don't bring your politics with you. That'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But, yep, lots of things happening. Hey, we're going to jump into number one of the Triple Dipper here in a minute. But I got to ask you, Boomer, so Christmas traditions.
Yes.
You got any things at your house that are like things that you have to, like these are the traditions that you're
yes.
going to do?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so one that we started with, you know, my wife and I, we started. Super sweet. Every Christmas Eve, we give each other a Christmas ornament. But what happened with my family before, you know, awesome. The one thing I love doing is at my aunt's house here in Alabama, we have Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah.
Well, after the dinner, we have a Nerf gun war inside the house.
This is a tradition?
This is a tradition.
Like, it's time for the annual Christmas Nerf gun war.
No, it's usually like right after dinner, someone randomly pulls out the Nerf gun. They're all sitting out now around the house, so someone just literally pulls it out and just shoots somebody, and then it's game on.
Okay, how many things have been broken in the house?
A lot. They have to put things away now, I'm sure, that you know, so you don't have to do that. But we have also, we have a cook-off.
A cook-off?
Yep, so everybody sometimes has to... we decide what the deal is for the year, if it's an appetizer, if it's a main course, and everybody decides what they want to, you know, bake.
I like this.
And then you have the cook-off, and then everybody, you know.
I like traditions involving food.
Everybody judges, and then whoever wins gets the trophy for the year.
Does everybody know whose is whose, or you bring them all, and it's a test in the blind?
Test in the blind.
It's
nice.
So it's a
fun
test.
One, too.
Okay.
So we got some fun ones.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't even know that we
got
have
a
any.
Few, got a couple more, but yeah.
I need to go tell Charlene we need some like food-oriented traditions.
Well, and then there's my Christmas party.
There is that. With
it's
you.
A character Christmas party. Everybody here, hey, you dressed up. You
I did.
Yeah, you and Charlene dressed up, but everybody's getting used to it. You have to dress up as a Christmas character. We've done that for about 8 years,
so
9 years.
You wore the Abominable Snowman costume.
I did wear the Abominable Snowman.
Which was pretty epic. I think you need to post a picture on our website of you and your Abominable Snowman costume.
I may have to. Wish everybody a right side Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, listen, folks, I hope out there you guys have some great traditions. I would love to hear what some of them are. If you want to text them in, 833-687-4448. Tell us what your family traditions are. I can tell you, when our kids were little, of course, they're not now, and now we have grandkids. Our kids are grown. They're both married. They're out of the house. They're paying their own bills. And we used to have a tradition that every year I would wake them up for Christmas to go down the hall and see what Santa Claus did. And everybody had on, like, basically the same, like, long, like, almost ankle length or calf length red and white striped nightshirt. And we would have to go down the hall by candlelight. And I'd have to wake the kids up. They couldn't run down the hall. They had to walk with me by candlelight. And the only light we had on was the candle and the Christmas tree. And
oh, that's pretty cool.
And we have some good pictures. But we also had the times it was like, Dad, walk faster. I can't. It'll blow the candle out. Anyway, good times, man.
Great.
Good times. Text me in. Tell me what your Christmas traditions were throughout the show. We'll read a few out. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We're going to come back from this break. We're going to jump right in. Number one of the Triple Dipper, live free or die. What are they doing with our Second Amendment? Well, they're always trying to gerrymander it. I'll tell you more about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.